Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of SW Podcast. What's happening, Queen?
What's going on, Queen? How you doing?
I'm great, Queen. Tired, great, but tired. You know, all that good stuff. It is Wednesday.
It is.
April 14th.
It is. Shout out to my little sister, Shakira. Today, her birthday. Zoe, them aunt. Happy birthday, sis.
Shout out.
Keep rocking it, boo. Keep rocking it. She's killing it in Atlanta. So keep doing you, hon. Keep doing you.
Babe, I thought you had toasted Zoe again today.
Yeah, and to Zoe also. Her birthday was Monday. A 20-year-old child.
I thought you posted Zoe again today. I was like, oh, she just...
That's her auntie. That's Kevin's little sister. Yes, they look
alike tremendously.
Even when I posted, I was like, damn, hon, Zoe sure do look alike. Golly. Yes. But it's crazy, though, because some people see her. Some of my... matter of fact, one of my cousins... Look, Kevin, he was in my DM, and when I posted the picture of Zoe last Friday, and he was like, dang, cuz she looked just like auntie. So some people say she looked like my mama. Even my best friend say she looked like my mama. So it varies.
Yeah,
it varies. But I tell people all the time, when you see my kids, you might see me, but you ain't seen none till you seen them whites. They granddaddy, they daddy. They auntie and they grandma. You ain't seen that till you seen all of them together, and you be like, nah, Candace, I don't think you just carried them.
That is definitely all. You definitely were just the carrier, because they look like their father's side.
And I tell Rashad every day, boy, you look like your daddy. No, I don't. No, I don't, mom. No, I don't.
Duh. But Rashard look, but out of both of them, though, Rashard look more like you than Zoe.
And that's what he say.
He do.
That's what he say all the time. He was like, I look like you though, mom. But I see Kevin all day long.
He definitely look. Zoe definitely got her, the white side, all of it. Like, size, fitting image of the face. Because I would have literally thought that was her again that you posted today.
They thought it was, yeah. But Zoe White's birthday was Monday, so shout out to my baby. She's 20 years old.
Shout out to Zoe, Queen Zoe. Happy birthday, honey.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So every 20-year mark, we'll be celebrating. Me and her.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
Literally, we'll be celebrating. When I said that, when somebody said it to me, I was like, so when I turn 60, she will be 40. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And when I said to her, she was like, I ain't never even thought about it like that, mom. Like, yeah, we will. I said, yeah, so when I turn 60, you'll be 40. When I turn 80, you'll be 60. She said, no, I ain't trying to go that far.
You count too high, mom. Let me 20. I just turned 20. Let me enjoy 20.
And you know what? Enjoy it, because I was with a child at 20, and she's not. So that's one generational curse that's already broken. My mom was 19 when she had me. So to see my child without a child, going to school, doing her thing, like, yeah, things happen. Prayer, all of that works. And so I'm grateful, man. I am so grateful. And to see her where she's at, like, she know what she want, and she go after what she want, and she's doing that. So it's a great thing to see. And it's a blessing.
That's right.
It's really a blessing. So big up to all the kids, all of them, all y'all out there. All y'all love my dad.
But you know, we big up to all of them, but definitely big up to that birthday girl.
Yeah. So we salute y'all. All y'all April babies. We salute y'all. We salute y'all. We salute y'all. Y'all what? Aries? Ooh.
We in Aries season, then it's gonna go into
Yeah,
tours. Girl, there's some people right there. You hear me?
Yes, because my brother's birthday is Sunday. He's an Aries. And then my other brother's birthday, the youngest one, he's a Taurus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bullhead people.
Yes, Lord. Ain't no lie.
Bullhead people. So what's been up with you, though, Queen?
They're very lovely. They're loving people, though. They're just...
They are. And they fun people to be with, too.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to have a good time now. And they be on... When they ain't bullheaded, they be on that chill mode.
That's right.
But you know, we got to get somebody on her that know about them signs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm into the signs, and you know how much I'm into it. But
people don't think it's legit. I'm like, y'all need to get into the culture, read about stuff. It's people that are the same signs do have some favorite something similar about them.
They have
their personalities are a lot alike.
Yeah. They definitely have a lot of similar personality traits. So yeah, we're gonna jump on into the show today. Quinn, tell us a little bit about the sponsorship before we can get into this.
Well, we like to thank Shelby's Bistro is one of our sponsors. Make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG for all your great cooking, catering needs. You know they make some delicious food. So make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro for your next event. Also, check out J2 Couture at j2couture.com or on IG as well for all your cosmetic, hair, fashion, whatever you want, lashes, brows, all that stuff that make you beautiful, make you feel the most who are you, the most beautiful person. So shout out to J2 Couture. Check them out on IG as well. And shout out to our Freedom Train family, Joe and Pat and all the other podcast shows, man. Salute, big up. Thank y'all guys, because we are having an amazing ride over here on Shelby's World Podcast. So check us out on YouTube, our YouTube channel, screaming live right now every Wednesday. We air, I done told y'all, we air well. All the podcast shows here on Freedom Train Radio. We are everywhere, so you cannot miss us. Like, so make sure you subscribe to Shelby's World on YouTube and make sure you check us out on IG and all that other stuff. Like, don't miss out on these shows, baby, because we be doing some good things. And don't miss out on Brunch Conversation with Shelby's World Podcast that's coming May 29th. If you ain't got your ticket, you better get your ticket, because this conversation here is for all adults, men and women. We ain't hating. We ain't leaving nobody out. So get ready. We're going to have conversation. We're going to have good food. We're going to have mimosas flowing. Y'all ain't ready? Get ready. So check us out. We have
booked the comedian queen.
See? Bam. We got surprises, giveaways, all of that.
Giveaways.
So, man, y'all, check us out. Go to the IG page, information. You'll see the flyer. We've been posting it. Y'all get ready. This is our first event, and we're going to have many more, because I do believe once this one happens, y'all going to want another brunch with conversations. Because, look, as I done told y'all, we just two real queens talking about real life conversations, real things that's going on in our lives and just in the world general. So thank you for our sponsors. Big ups. And thanks for all our supporters too. During the pandemic, all of that. Thank y'all for just tuning in to the podcast. Like, we've been getting some good feedback, some real good feedback from all ages, men and women. So big ups to y'all for just supporting us and stuff, and we appreciate it. All right, Queen.
So y'all, after such a wonderful sponsorship rundown, I don't know where to begin.
You don't know where to start.
But for real, so while we're on the subject of the brunch,
gotcha.
We are too excited about this, because we have so much in store for y'all, you know, this year, 2021, but not only 2021, but moving forward, because this is a growing, it's growing. This is Freedom Train is a growing podcast.
Most station. Definitely.
And it's doing its thing, y'all. Like, so we, just to be a part of that, we are very, 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 very blessed. And also to be able to have the opportunity to produce content that we believe in and that we have passion for, and to be able to talk about the things that we do on the side outside of what we do from the podcast. So I always want to just like put that out there that we're very grateful, we're very blessed to be able to get to where we are now. And with that being said, we're going to jump into this SW podcast, Brunch Conversations with Shelby's World. This is now. Going to be dynamic. You've heard some of our guests in the past. We're going to have some of them there to have these brunch conversations. You've heard, if you all are familiar with Oliver Mitchell, he's a Tallahassee native. He's a comedian. He's local. So we're gonna definitely don't call me out on air like that. E.
Don't do it.
He's talking about Shelby don't know how to hump back, and I don't.
We ain't that look. We tech savvy, but not that tech savvy.
Now. I'm trying to tell you, I don't know what you talk about, E.
Oh my God, E. Don't do us like that.
I'm telling you. So, but you know, we got a local comedian, so we definitely want you guys to come out, enjoy some food. We're gonna have some delicious mimosas. So if you're lightly alcohol friendly, make sure you have an Uber or you're not the driver.
Because it will not be on us if something happened. It will not be on us.
You guys are grown.
You there at your own consent.
Yes. So I definitely want you guys to make sure you're covered on that spectrum, because we are going to have a good time. The conversation is going to be juicy. The guests are going to be juicy. We're going to have a wonderful comedian there. We're going to have a wonderful buffet for you guys. So we just want you guys to come enjoy yourselves, kick back, relax, wear your wonderful brunch attire, and just come chill with us. We got limited seating. Tickets are selling. So I do want you guys to make sure you go check out eventbrite.com and look up Shelby's World. I mean, Brunch Conversations with Shelby's World podcast. And you'll get the ticket. Amazing. They're only $20, and you get all that. And we, amazing, like we said, the gift bags, the giveaways, just so much going on that day. I don't know how it's only $20, but it's $20.
But just $20. Yeah. And that's a whole nother conversation. That's what I was going to say. They might not be $20 when we do this next one, because it might be even bigger. So, but
because, you know, because you got to grow. We grow.
Yes, most definitely. And that's what it's about. Growth. You just said it at the beginning. Like, we have been growing. Everybody on Freedom Train Radio have been growing. So it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. We ain't going to forget about nobody now. But we just going to get bigger. That's all it is. We just gonna get bigger. But we ain't gonna forget about it.
But because we're good people though, you know, we're good people, and the people we work with, good people, we're gonna make sure that we cover the bases for anybody who celebrate us and support us. So mm-hmm. You support us and you celebrate us, there's always incentives. So
stay tuned.
We're gonna jump into that quote of the day. Quote of the day is, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Maya Angelou. Again, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. That's so awesome.
Wow. I'm thinking about my best friend. And she was in the delivery room when I had Zoe. And I could see her as I'm going, having this baby. And she was just like
stunned.
And that took her breath away. Because mm-hmm. She was actually able to witness, probably the first time in her life, actually witnessed somebody actually delivering a child. Because I know when I witnessed it, and I actually recorded one of my old neighbors, I was just like, now I didn't see this in sex ed on the video. But to see it in live, in person, and I'm happy that I was there with my neighbor, because me and her became friends. I actually had her. I was like, no, she had three other kids. I was like, let your kids witness this. Let them witness you Amazing. Giving birth to their sibling, because Zoe was able to witness me give birth to Rashard. So I'm like, it's going to be something amazing that your kids would never, never forget. And that is breathtaking, watching somebody actually have birth. Like, it's a whole nother experience. So it might not be for everybody, but if you do, let your children in now. If they able to, they're a little strict now. We got COVID, so you know it's a little.
Oh yeah, they're strict now. But
you can't really be. You can't be like we were, cause I had outside and in the room. It probably was like 8 people in the room with me when I was having Rashard. So
you gave birth naturally.
Yeah. So
when I did mine, because it was a C-section, which is considered a surgery. They only let one person in the room.
They don't let that one person in.
Yeah. Now, the first year when I had Jada, this is a move. I had Jada, their dad came in. But when I had Erica, he was not coming in with Erica. He was like, I'm not watching that again. And and so Dawn came in, and Dawn was fascinated.
Yes.
She was fascinated. She was just like, sis, they did. And she started talking about that shit. And I was like, what?
And I can see Dawn's face now.
Girl, she was just talking about it. And just like a normal conversation. Yeah. And I'm just disgusted. Right. I want to hear about this. Because I'm different. I don't, like, births and stuff, I couldn't probably handle. I'll probably pass out. I'm very different with pain. I'm not the person that can take it too much. So gotcha. I can't see all that gory, nasty stuff. I can't see all that. And then you talk about what? Girl.
Look, spreading it. As they say, spreading it.
No. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Now, I do, you know, if my children have give birth, I have to get some strength about myself, because, you know, they're going to be like, I want my mama there. You know, I could just imagine, I could just see it. But I definitely got to get some strength about me before I go into
you got to, because with Zoe, it was my best friend, my mom, and they dad's mom, and my stepdad, and Shakira was outside. Shakira was just like in second grade, and she was outside and stuff. So it was something. But with Rashard, all of them was there except Kevin's dad. But all of them was there. My mama, two of my mama's friends, that's everybody was there. So it was something. That second go round, it was something too. As I told the man, go get the doctor, because I'm ready to have this damn baby and I ain't having no more babies. Mom, please tell him to come home. Look, I literally like said that. And as I had Rashard, I was like, I ain't having no more damn children.
I know that's right.
Period. So if y'all find me pregnant or something like that, be like, Candace, what happened?
You'll be crazy.
I ain't crazy though. Cause look, I just said I got one that's 21, finna be 16, baby.
But you know, people, for the ones that do have children later on in life, God bless them.
Oh, that's absolutely. All I got. Cause my best friend, she got 3 up under the age of 5.
My 6. Uncle, which I call, he my uncle, but we grew up as cousins pretty much. DeMarcus got 1, 2, 3. DeMarcus about to have 6 kids under 8. Yeah, exactly. So, shit.
You see my face, like, because I know DeMarcus.
I ain't got the energy for it. I don't have the patience nor the energy. And I also don't have the money. Mm-mm. So, yeah. Mm-mm. So life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. So even beyond childbirth, we know that life hands you dignified moments. It hands you moments of uncertainty, moments of displeasure, moments of pleasure. You know, things that just aren't always the greatest. Life can be very, very challenging, very, very fun, very, very beautiful. All life can be whatever you make it. So with that being said, I definitely agree with Maya Angelou's quote, because I love the fact that it don't matter how much money you got, it don't matter how much time you have, it don't matter how much energy you have. If you are not creating moments, life will pass you by. Because it when will. You get old and you laying in that bed, what are you remembering?
Ooh.
If you don't have moments. That's moments are think memories. About. Moments are
that's memories. Something to think about. And it's a lot of people that didn't live that life. That's dead now.
Yeah.
That don't... What's the saying? I heard somebody say a lot of dreams die because it died with the person that died.
Correct.
So if you go out to the gravesite, it's a lot of dreams and hopes and wishes that's out there, but it died with that person. And that person was never able to fulfill what they really wanted. Sometimes people just, we go back to people, their finances, that's what they think about. And but fear is the biggest thing.
Yeah, fear.
Fear is the biggest thing of it all. So,
and we allow fear to be an easy way to an easy thing to blame.
Yeah,
on. That's more so what fear has created for us. Fear has become an excuse mechanism for us. We can just say, you know what, I can't do that because I don't want to put myself out there or put myself on the line and get hurt or get messed up. Mm-hmm. But those are chances that we as people have to take because life does not always put in front of you what's going to happen. You got to take a chance to see what's out there.
You got to.
A lot of people are
so if you don't take risks, what's the use? I'm almost say like, what's the use to living? If you ain't gonna take a risk, especially take a risk on yourself to better your future, better your family future, the generations that come behind you. So you got to take a risk, and then you got to let that generation behind you actually see you take that risk.
Take that risk. They have to know that things were not easy. They need to know what put them in a position to be where they are. Who did that? And they're only going to know that from you being able to show them what it took to get there.
That's it. So you got to take it. I was talking to a young lady that I end up being friends with that I met just doing vending. Just when I used to do the vending with J2 Couture all the time. And big up to LaShondra Walker. Big up to her. Like, she just started her boutique and it's going well for her. And just talking to her, me and her ain't talked in probably like a year or so. But just to catch up and stuff like that, she was like, I know I've been gone. I was like, child, look, you had to get yourself together, but look how you came back.
Back.
Baby, you came back. Like your idea that you had when we met each other, and she even helped me with a fashion show that I was a part of. She was actually one of the stylists that helped me style my models and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but look how you came back, baby. Your stuff's selling. Everything that you wanted
is happening
for you now.
It's happening.
So you know, though, and I like I told her, celebrate every moment. Every moment, every little milestone. Look, I started J2 Couture, when we got our tax ID number, we celebrated.
Everything.
When we became LLC, we celebrated. You know what I mean?
And even if it's a small celebration, Queen,
even if
every
it's small.
Celebration does not have to be something you make on this big, great spectrum. Mm-mm. Some Mm-mm. celebrations Mm-mm. are supposed to be small celebrations because some things are just for you and your partner. Some things are just for you. Some things are just for inside. But for the most part, how you do it is based on what you feel that merit is, what is worth.
What
and
is
I think
worth.
That any and if we don't give, if we don't give every part of our growth, every part of our journey, some type of notice, then we are missing out on the best parts of those moments.
We are.
We're not creating them.
We are, because you be so some people, they be so worried about making that big entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, worry about the small. Celebrate all the way till you get to where you really want to be and what your goal is. So celebrate every moment.
That's right.
Capture, and if you can capture every moment, it's so easy now because you have this phone in your hand.
That's right.
Capture every moment. Because that, I look at it, I recorded my grandmother this last weekend. And me and her just talking. We at her, you know, she want to go to her house because the house getting remodeled and stuff. And I'm just like, man, I'm like, when as a kid, I thought that her house was the biggest house ever. Like, and it was, and it is a nice size house. But I'm just like, wow, like this here, this my history, this my legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with her. It started with her. So, you know, you got to do your thing, man. You got to do your thing.
You got to.
You got to.
You have to. Life is life can be very, very prospering and enjoyable when we do things the way we want to do it. And I really honestly believe that. So we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna do the fact of the day. And the fact of the day is this: 12 things to remember in life.
Yep. That part there, Queen.
So, Queen, well, I'm going to jump into the facts of the day real quick.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, we're going to, it's 12 things to remember in life. The past cannot be changed. You know, and the reason why I keep finding things like this is because the last time we did it on the show with Stigga on there, I was like, this is fun calling out different facts and let y'all, everybody have their opinion on it.
Their opinion about it.
Yes. So I ended up finding 12 things to remember in life to kind of go along with the quote of the day
okay.
About moments. So this is pretty interesting to me. The past cannot be changed.
No.
Opinions don't define your reality. Everyone's journey is different.
Most definitely.
Things get better with time. What goes around comes around. Judgments are a confession of character.
Read that again.
Judgments are a confession of character.
Yeah, sip on that. Sip on that. Your character now.
It come out in how you speak on people. That's crazy.
You see my face.
That's crazy, Queen. Okay.
And you know, from a real life experience, that is so true with somebody that I was friends with. And their character spoke a lot about them. And I'm no longer that person's friend. And it took one of my homeboys to be like, you don't need to be effed up with her, Candace.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people when I'm talking about a nigga, I'm gonna put it like that. Tell you that you don't need to be effed up with another female. You better believe him on it.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe him on it. Cause when I stopped the things that she was saying about me to our other people that we was acquaintance with, they was even like, you don't need to be effed up with her. Cause you ain't even that type of person. And people was shocked because they was like, dang, this is the type of person she is. We never thought that she would be this type of person. But as you start thinking about it, and as I started thinking about it, I was like, but that's her character, though. Because that's how right. She do other people. When me and her was cool, she used to do other people like that. So that's who she is.
And that's terrible.
It is. Miserable. Miserable.
Well, I definitely don't see anything wrong with that quote. I think that fact is not just an opinion. I think that's an actual fact.
Yeah.
Because I even find myself telling my children, how you sit up and dictate and talk about other people is a replica of where you feel where you're falling short at. Mm-hmm. So you got to think about that, because if that makes you so hardcore judgy on another person, I know you beating yourself up about it.
What? I mean, killing yourself about it. So, but I don't think, you know, I don't think people realize that though, Shelby. Some people don't, they don't realize that at all.
Oh, so, I don't, you know.
You know, you gotta watch what you be saying, man. Watch what you be saying. Because people be looking at you, even if you might not even really mean nothing by it. But somebody might take it out of context and be looking at you like, yeah, sis, like,
yep.
I don't know. Because yep. Y'all, look, y'all kings out there, y'all can be a little judgmental too. Like, ooh, Lordy Jesus. Y'all men?
There are some of the most judgmental people ever. And they don't think it's judgy. They just think, oh, it's facts because they said it a certain way.
That is so true.
I said it a certain way too, but it may sound judgy for me, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that's so true, Queen. That is so true. Like, but yeah, y'all fellas out there.
Yep. So happiness is found within. Definitely believe that.
Definitely believe that.
Smiles are contagious.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Kindness is free.
Yeah.
Overthinking will lead to sadness.
Now, hold up. Now, I'm an overthinker sometimes.
And
I'm a thinker.
I think sometimes when people overthink, it could be that way. I don't think it's like that for everybody.
Yeah.
I definitely think that sometimes overthinking about certain things can take you into a depressive state.
Yeah.
For some people, some know how to get up out of it. Yeah, definitely don't believe it for everyone. You fail only if you quit. Positive thoughts create positive things.
Yeah, you fail only if you quit. You got to see that thing through.
Yeah,
and you can't stop at the beginning because you didn't hit that little bump in the road.
Mm-mm.
You got to keep persevering.
Mm-hmm.
Like. That's life.
That's right.
That is life. So I like that though.
So those were our facts of the day to join in with our quote of the day, which again was life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. So you guys make sure you are living in the moment just as much as you can, and creating magical moments and putting yourselves out there to be able to enjoy life in the moments that are presented toward you and for you. So, you know, I'm looking forward to learning more about what we have going on in our capital city and throughout the state and throughout the country, actually, because we have we got listeners everywhere. So whatever you got going on, if you want to drop us a line, let us know. You can do it in the comment section of this podcast, of this episode. We're going to jump right into our Freestyle Wednesday. Queen, what you want to talk about?
What is it to talk about?
It's so much. But okay, so since you said what is it to talk about, I got my first thing.
Okay.
The former police officer, Kim Potter, was arrested on a manslaughter charge and fatal shooting of Deontay Wright.
This is the white lady that talking about she got a she was grabbing her taser but grabbed the gun.
Yes, sir.
So how you don't know the difference between the taser feel and the gun feel? Because I know it's not the same. Like, really? Come on now, because a taser is what? Look, I'm looking for something that I can kind of describe what a taser is.
I'm going to run to the restroom, talk to him for a minute.
Okay, so you know, like, come on, between a taser and a gun, man, come on now, man. Like, this, this is crazy. This is so crazy. I don't know a lot about the story because I really haven't been watching TV. And I've been on social media, but I really don't like to read the stuff that be posted on social media. I really like to go and actually find out what's going on myself, but I don't understand how you can't tell the difference between your taser and your gun. Totally different. think Taser is what, a box-like shape type of device compared to your gun? Man, come on. This here is crazy. And it's still going on. It ain't going to stop. It's going to continue to go on. The thing is, like, what are we going to truly do about this? Or could we even do anything about it? Because, you know, we marching and doing all of that stuff, but where is marching getting us when it's still the same thing happening? And it's still happening, and it's been happening for years. And to be honest, I don't think it's not going to never stop. It's not.
Well, the worst part about it is
that I just don't believe that, because you know the difference.
That's right.
And then I don't even think your taser and your gun are on two different sides, or is it on the same side when it comes to a police uniform?
I think they're on the same side.
On the same side.
I think it is. I'm not.
I know handcuffs be on one side, but you know I don't see officers like that to be looking at their belts to see what they got on. Cause look, as me and one of my homegirls on the phone talking, she was like, "Candace, I be scared when they pull up behind me." I was like, "Girl, me too." And I know my license plate. All of that's good. Cause you just never know what they gonna do.
It said that her arrest came a day after she resigned from the Brooklyn Center Police Department and 3 days after her shooting of 20-year-old black man Deontay Wright. Wright's death, which occurred as he fled a police traffic stop, heightened already high tensions in and around Minneapolis, where former police officer Derek Chauvin is on trial on murder charges for the killing of George Floyd. Now, okay, so we in the same area?
This ain't no coincidence.
We talking about somebody who has been a veteran on the police force for 26 years. A 26-year veteran who resigned from the Brooklyn Center Police Force poses for a booking photograph at Hennepin County Jail for fatally shooting 20-year-old Deontay Wright, and she's being charged with manslaughter. But the point is that y'all, the police department, everybody that was involved in this whole situation came out and said that this was an accident. That a 26, I'm about to, we still doing the show. I'm just about to be picking up my child at the same time. But a 26, we be doing so much, Queen, while we working and doing so much. It's just be like
we got to.
Life just be happening.
Look, life of Shelby's World Pod, Queen C and Queen Shelby. This is our life. We still have to be on the, still recording, still taking care of our household. That's just what life is about now.
On go. But yeah, so she, so they actually came out with this statement as if this was something, like it was okay.
Yeah.
That's what my issue is with it. The statement was a justifiable statement. Oh, she was
mistakenly took my gun out and shot it, and I hit one of my churn. Now, would that be a mistake?
That's why I'm just had to be. Even if this lady is not even in charge with, or you know, is convicted of this charge, they felt like they had to do this because of that Derek Chauvin trial that's going on right now. I definitely don't believe that there's going to be anything beyond.
No, I don't think so either, Queen. You done froze up on us, Queen.
We are. Ever avenged through the court system. There's not times that happened. So,
yeah.
My faith is very little and limited with the situation. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we'll go on to the next one. Because it's just too much. It's too much.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just really don't think that they got anything beyond that going on just to charge her with it. We'll see.
Yeah. And you know, they'll make an example out of a woman before they make an example out of those men.
Now, that's very true, too. That's very true, too. Yeah. A white man will not go down for the same charges as a white woman.
Yep, no, not at all. That's true.
They'll definitely make an example out of her manly looking ass. Gonna sit up there and do that shit and then come out with an excuse like that. But yeah, let's go ahead and skip yeah. Cause I was hot and I still am. You know, I'm not I think what makes me the most hot, the most upset about the situation is people and their justifications for shit. Like,
yeah,
they have to make it seem like black people just got to comply like animals on every level. They spit on us, still just lay there like nobody ain't doing nothing. They hollering at you, just lay there like a child. Just lay there like a child and take it. Just take everything.
Yep, just
take it. Nobody no goddamn slave.
But they think we are.
When you go, you snatch me out my car. I know you already a lot. You ain't finna handle me.
You ain't got no respect.
Have no respect. You have no respect. So how you handling me right now is exactly how you plan to continue handling me.
And everybody else that's your color.
But we want to say, black man, we want to tell our own people are saying this too. When they say put your hand on steering wheel, you have your day in court. When do these innocent people ever make it to court? They never make it out of their vehicle.
They don't even make it out the vehicle.
And
they're not even making it out the vehicle. They ain't even making out the vehicle alive.
That's what I'm saying. And you talking about that you will get your day in court. These white men don't want us to have a day in court. They're stripping us of our right to even have freedom of speech. We can't even ask what we get pulled over for.
Mm-mm.
Without being snatched out of the car. That veteran officer asked 13 times before they even spray him with that pepper spray. What are y'all pulling me over for? You ain't just gonna keep yelling at me, telling me to get out. Cause no, Nick, I think you finna kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, I don't understand.
I don't get it.
But they just want us to just comply like animals. And that's really just that. So if we don't comply, we die. But anybody else, I saw another video today. I was so... They let the white man, that man walked away with his life. That man drove the car away, girl. They got the gun pointed at this man. You hear me? Talking peaceful and calm to this man, queen. And the man telling them he not finna get out the car. They telling him to get out the car. The man say he not getting out the car. The officer let the man arm go. The man closed his car door and put his car back and drive and drives off.
Like it ain't nothing. But you ain't even pull your gun, shooting, saying anything, no nothing. That's crazy.
That color means so much.
That color.
It means so much. It's so much freedom involved in that color.
Yeah.
Who wanted to eat? I gotta ask that. McClay beat us?
Mm-hmm. Oh. That color. Hmm. Yeah. That privilege. That's that privilege stuff.
Yeah.
That's that privilege stuff. And privilege, when it comes to that color, it don't even have nothing to do with your your last name and how wealthy your family is. You can be the poets of the poets that other color. But you still
that's who mostly the ones that they let off and drive off like them wild animals be. Look, they be looking like the trailer park people too. And the reason why they don't want to even let this man got a, and this another thing, I forgot the best part of the story. The man had a gun laying on his seat.
Just sitting.
That's why they wanted him to get out the car. So he got a gun laying on his seat. He's yelling back at y'all, telling y'all he's not going to get out the car. Y'all ain't even fighting with him to hassle him to get out the car. All this, the gun that's pointed at him gets taken off of him. And because he said, because he told them this is against the law to have this gun, y'all gun pointed at me. Not only that, he got his gun in the car. This man drove off, Queen. Queen is life. This man told him that he was in the drive. I'm going to forward you this video.
You got to forward me that video. You got to forward me that video. You got to forward
told,
me that.
This man told these people, man, that he was finna drive.
So, Queen, you telling me that they didn't follow him? They didn't shoot nothing? Just like, okay, we'll go pick up Joe at his house when we know that he's home calm. We just run his license plate and we'll just go serve him a ticket.
And just go serve him a warrant then.
A citation.
He went home to his children and family though. And
still
alive. And went home talking shit to him. Like, those police officers pulled me over.
He calling them every name that you could think of. Stupid son of a bitch. All of that. Look, he about there calling them the racist names that black people call them. You know what I'm saying? Like, calling them everything. Everything. Pigs, all of
us. Everything, Queen. I know he was talking mad. I mean, that man, I know he was, and he dead wrong. He ran around with a gun laying on his passenger seat. He get pulled over for speeding. They tell him that, oh, you got a concealed weapon. So that's what made them draw their guns on him, is because they see that he got a gun laying in the seat. The man told them it ain't concealed.
Oh, so you ain't even licensed. You ain't even licensed.
Queen.
Now, let that would have been one of us now. Let that would have been one of us. Let that would have been one of us.
Yeah, we wouldn't even made it out that. We wouldn't have made it out that parking spot.
He say it ain't concealed.
That man said, you got a concealed weapon laying in your seat. That man said it ain't concealed.
You got to support me that video.
I'm going to. It makes no sense.
Wow. But see, that let you know where we at.
And where we going to stay.
And where we going to stay. And it ain't going to get no better.
And that's real sad, though, dog. Like, it's real sad that a race of people have to continuously be treated as if they inhumane in this country, where they bring the most wealth as far as spending wealth in this country.
We the one keep the economy going.
But as far as the boost that we need, it's very hard to keep that going, because every time you turn around, we losing this, or we losing that, or we losing this, or we losing that. It's a constant battle just to be alive and able to walk around
as a black person.
But it's crazy because, like, a race of people hate another race of people that much. And then on the flip side, you love our music, you love our cooking, you love our style, you love everything about us, but you hate us.
Everything about us but hate us at the same breath. Crazy. I don't know, Queen. It's annoying. I know that.
It is.
Because I mean, every time we have to, and I know all this stuff that keep happening with these black men is really just to agitate us and keep us angry so that they can keep us down and, you know, keep on.
And they can lock more of us up.
Yeah, lock more of us up because they want to see us angry and agitated. That's why I can't support the riot situation and going out. I mean, the protest situation. But I also have not lost a 20-year-old son. So it's a lot of things that I'm not going to say I cannot do or I can do when I know I haven't been through that situation.
Yeah, because we don't know what we would do if we was in that situation.
Exactly, exactly. So, I don't know. I'm just really disappointed that this is we're still here in our lives, and we're at the age of, you're 40, I'm almost 40, and we're still seeing things go on this day and age that our parents and stuff had to see and endure as growing children as they were growing up.
Yeah. So, And it's broadcast. Some stuff you ain't know, but now it's broadcast. People recording it. They don't like for you to be out there recording what be going on and what they be doing. Mm-hmm. They hate that.
They hate it. They hate
that we got these phones and people are recording everything, every step, everything you doing and saying. They don't even like it. And it seems like it fuels the fire even more and angers them even more when somebody's out there actually recording and talking to them and telling them, y'all wrong, y'all wrong, y'all wrong. And it's just like you can see the steam just come out. You can see the redness in their face that just builds up and it's
crazy. The anger. They be so angry.
Very angry. Very, very angry. I don't know, man. I don't know. Especially with having kids. They used to be like, your boys ain't safe, but nobody ain't safe. Not you, not your churn.
Right. Right. Well, Bernie Madoff, architect of the largest Ponzi scheme in history, dead at 82.
Wow. I didn't know that.
He died in prison at the age of 82.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Well, Ponzi. Well, Ponzi.
Well, Ponzi, you made it 82.
You made it 82. You took all of those people money. You got some people now flat broke, working, and they 82.
And they
and would have been very wealthy at 82 and never had to go back to work.
Why but you Ponzi, like that, Queen?
Because I'm just there, like, think about people who
be tickled about that though.
But think about how many people that he really that invested they life savings into him because they thought that they was going to get like these millions of dollars back that they was going to be able to leave to their kids, leave to their grandkids. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of them are back working at 82.
At 82.
I don't want to be working at 82. Look, I don't even be
one. I'm not going to be working.
I'm not going to be working at 82. I'm trying to be working, but I'm trying to be on the beach remote at 42.
Correct.
You know
what? Correct.
So, like, that's like my grandma. My grandmother, 88. That's like her going back to work.
My grandmother is 84 and she's retired.
You know what I'm saying?
And if, you know, but everybody don't have those same blessings. Those same
oh
blessings.
My God, my phone.
So our next topic on the agenda is, let's see, we got, I thought this was kind of funny because I know a lot of the people who support, who supported that January 6th riot. It says no charges for Capitol Police shooter. I mean, police officer who shot January 6th rioter, Justice Department says. So the lady who shot that rioter at November 6th riots will not be getting no charges for that. That's good for her. Let's see. Oh, and other news, in Black news, we did lose veteran rapper DMX this past week. So we want to give condolences to our veteran rapper DMX, Rough Riders. We want to definitely shout him out, his family, thank him for the legacy that he created and put out there for us in this world. We appreciate you, brother DMX. We appreciate you for the music you bought us, the dog, the dark man, that came along with you and the artists that you brought along with you that helped create your legacy. So thank you for that. What else we got going on? Oh yeah, and of course we still we got to give y'all another reminder about our brunch conversations with Shelby's World Podcast, because that is coming up on May 29th. It's going to be we might probably do it a couple more times, but it's our first annual or our first show. So we don't know if we're going to do something like this bi-monthly yet. We're going to decide on that at a later time. But at this current time, we will be doing our brunch conversations with Shelby's World Podcast. We're going to have funny man Oliver Mitchell as the comedian for the show that day. We're going to have endless mimosas, delicious brunch foods. We're going to have, let's see, what else? We're going to have special guests. We're going to have a couple things going on that day. So I do want y'all, if you would like to be a part of that day with us, the seating is very limited. Head over to eventbrite.com, look up Shelby's World Podcast, Brunch Conversations with Shelby's World. Check it out, get the tickets, grab your ticket. And make sure you come and celebrate and hang out with us today. It's going to be awesome. Queen, okay. You back?
I'm back. My phone died.
Oh, that's what happened.
I'm sick of these cell phones. I'm so sick of these phones. Like, I'm like, I know I had my phone on the charger, but my goddamn surge with tech was off.
Oh. Now you know what, and you know we be into our conversation, so you're not looking over there checking.
Mm-mm, not at all. And I was in the living room sitting at the computer desk with the phone. So, man, I tell you. But yes, I'm ready for this brunch.
The brunch gonna be dope, Queen. I was just explaining how we're gonna be I have not heard Mr. Mitchell, but I have not in person, but I have went onto his page to listen to some of his previous comedy shows. So I think we're gonna have him as a guest on the show. Before we actually have the brunch, so that people can get a little bit of feel. He can maybe send us a clip that we can post on our page to give people a little bit of background on his comedy history. So I think it's gonna be dope.
Maybe we should have him on the Wednesday before the event.
That should be good. Yeah.
Yeah, the Wednesday before the event. I'm excited because I just see more on the horizon, more stuff to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I think it's gonna be real. It's gonna be dope, y'all. Because even when we did the relationship series, that was dope.
Yes.
And people still talking about next time y'all do a relationship show, let me be on there. I'm like, okay. Because everybody wanna be on the show, right?
Yeah.
We gotta have something for you to be able to talk about. And can you hold the conversation?
Right. And you know, cause certain questions and stuff and certain things that are said, you gotta be able to keep, you know, letting it flow. You gotta let it flow. And if you're not conversation friendly, are you really able to do this? And I think that honestly. I think honestly, people got more conversation in them than they think. I think that it takes certain things like this to get it out of them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people say they got a lot to say. So just come out to the brunch. You can ask all the questions you want.
That's going to be a day to definitely chat and get some things off your chest. You hear me?
Yeah.
And we're going to definitely have our resident open forum guy, Mr. Robert Sticker, that he's going to come in and be one of our guests for that day. Because he thinks that that a male perspective is always needed, which is what we think as well. So that's why this is something that's open up to men and women. We don't want this to be a limited conversation. We need to hear all sides of the spectrum. We want to have some understanding being laid out for people who don't value certain things that are said by certain people. But when you hear from other multiple sources, it kind of make you have a little bit different understanding for it. So
yes, that is so true.
Yeah. So we definitely, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. I just want y'all to go ahead and do what you do. Get your tickets, get your outfits ready. Come out there looking good, you know.
I'm just impressed now because we're going to be taking pictures.
Definitely. And Queen, I know you more into all that type of stuff, so I definitely want you to find out if we can get one of those.
It's a Snapchat filter.
I know, not the filter, the thing that the camera that go around in circles.
Oh, I'll check on that. I will check on that because maybe we can also be live. Well, no, we can't give y'all all that on Facebook and stuff like this. You got to buy a ticket. You got to.
We're gonna record it. We'll record it, but it won't be live that day.
Yeah,
we're not gonna go live that day. Now people could go live while they're in there, but we're not gonna let people film and broadcast the whole show because we do want some of that to be clips from the video that we're gonna put together to advertise for the next brunch.
Most definitely.
You know. So, but we will, it will be a great time. It will be a wonderful day. It'll be a good podcast show because that's what it is. It'll be our podcast show. Queen, we going to do a show that week?
Yeah, remember we just said we're going to have the comedian guy come on that Wednesday.
Well, that's all we'll do for that Wednesday then. We'll just have it to where we're doing it to have him come on because normally when we do a live show Saturday, we don't do a show that Wednesday. So we'll do it that Wednesday to keep to bring him on and introduce him and let people get a feel of Mr. Mitchell. If you grew up on the South Side, I'm probably sure you have heard of the young man. So y'all make sure y'all will look him up on YouTube, check him out on Facebook so you can go get a little idea of what the clips look like and what he sound like and the comedy he'll be bringing. I gave him some topics about what we're gonna be discussing, so he's gonna base a lot of his comedy around.
That's gonna be dope, Queen.
Telling you, Queen. So, Queen, what you want to tell them as we get out of here?
What you say, Queen?
I said, how you want? Go ahead and close out the show. Give them your good message for today.
All right, people. Well, you know, thanks again for y'all tuning in, and you know, we appreciate everything that from all the good feedback we've been getting. We take the bad too, because you know we all need improvement.
That's right.
But you know, we appreciate it, y'all. Like as I say, continue to write. As I say always, continue to write, continue to journal, record yourself, talk to yourself in the mirror and record yourself. You just, to me, talking out loud, it helps. You get those thoughts out loud. If you don't want to write them on paper, record yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just record yourself. But, man, y'all stay positive, man. Continue to enjoy life. Continue to do you. As I posted today a picture of myself, I don't need no entourage. I just do me.
That's right.
Queen C. And that's what I've been doing. And to be honest, y'all, I feel good.
That's right.
I feel good. I hang out when I want to hang out. If I don't, I don't hang out with who I want to hang out with. I'm just about one to be around people that's genuine, loving, want to have a good time, that's actually going somewhere in life. Because you really got to be, you got to think about who you connected to in this season here.
That's right.
You really got to be in tune with who you connected to. Because everybody's not going to be in your life for the rest of your life. Some people you are connected with just for this purpose in this season right here, to get what you need from them, them get what they need from you, and you go on. But man, y'all just continue to stay positive and just continue to do you and believe in you. Sky's the limit. Thank you for listening to us again, and make sure you go get those tickets. Because you don't want to miss this event. You don't. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. Because we're going to be walking around that room. That's why she say come dressed to impress. Because we're going to be walking around that room asking these questions and kikiing with you. And you can do all that while you're eating and everything. And them flows of mimosas.
like she said, have you a designated driver now. Uber, Lyft, all of that. Yellow cab, you know, $10 taxi, whatever. It's early in the morning, but some of y'all start early in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't judge. We don't judge. Do you. But be safe doing you. That's the most important. Be safe doing you.
And come in, and come ready to have a good time.
Come ready to have a good time. Come ready with your mind cleared. And come with those questions, y'all. Because, look, this co-ed here. So we can really get down and talk.
Yes. You're going to get some understanding from all spectrums.
Yes. And from everybody that's going to be a part of this. Everybody from a different walk of life. And that's the good thing. Being able to have a grown adult conversation about different stuff and being able to agree to disagree and also being able to grow and learn from it. Because when you come, trust me, when you leave, you're going to have an experience and you're going to be like, man, queen, they put when the next one. I'm telling you, I just know, I feel it. It's gonna be very good. So I'm excited, Queen. I'm ready.
Definitely excited. So as Queen said, you know, continue to do your journaling and taking care of yourself with your thoughts, making sure you enjoy pure thoughts, you think pure thoughts, and don't bring a lot of unnecessary stress to your lives, you know, by some of the things that we do think about, some of the things that we allow into our dwelling and our space. Make sure you're protecting your energy. Make sure you're protecting your right to have an opinion for what you feel is right and better for your lives. Make sure you're happy and you're pushing yourselves to do everything that you want to do, not what everybody else wants you to do, mm-hmm. but what you want to do on a regular basis. Take the time to continue loving on yourself. Take the time to love on your family members, because we don't know when our time is. We don't know when our time will shine or the light at the end of the tunnel starts dimming. So take every day to make moments that you'll remember later on as memories. We like you, we love you, and we always will appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. If there's anything that you ever need from SW Podcast, hit us up at itsaloop4@gmail.com. We look forward to hanging out with you at Brunch Conversations with Shelby's World Podcast. And every other week, we will be bringing in our Freestyle Fridays again, because Freestyle Wednesdays, because we've been getting away from those, giving y'all so many different topics. But we want to bring those back, because these shows, just hearing things off the noggin is very, very good for us to release some of the things that we think about. This is our time as well to do that. So thank y'all again. We like you. We love you. We appreciate you. Y'all take care. Peace.
Bye.